Today I'm speaking with Vicky Zare, the CEO of Rakuten FitsMe. How are you today, Vicky?
Great, thank you. Over in America, so enjoying being stateside.
Fantastic. What is Rakuten FitsMe?
So basically, we're a fit recommendation tool to help retailers improve their shopping experience for their customers, and also to help them to better understand their customers. So by the information and data that they gather as part of the process, they can then actually really learn and understand their clients, and their retailers, their shoppers. So to drive better understanding, better insights, and then to be able to tailor what they do to those shoppers, so their experience constantly improves and makes them more competitive and the retailer of choice for their shoppers.
So how does the solution actually work? A customer goes to a retailer's website, and what happens then?
Yeah, so they go to a retailer's website, and depending on which product the retailer has on their site, because we actually have two products, we have the fit recommendation product and a fit match product, which is more of search functionality. So when they go onto the site, there is an option to either choose find your fit at the end of the experience. So once you've purchased your chosen the item that you're wanting to buy, and then you want to just understand which is the right fit and size to buy, or at the beginning of the journey when it's part of the search filter and you just click on the fit match option to actually filter by fit. So you can, and it's all integrated in the site, so you can more or less not really tell that there's a fit search functionality on there. Or a fit functionality as part of a separate service. It's actually all integrated with the website.
Okay, so when you're looking at the website, you basically see these options that are going to help you find a better fit. And, you know, from what I understand from a previous interview, this really happens because you have data to past anonymized information across multiple, you know, thousands or probably millions of data points, correct?
So it's partly that, but also it's partly what the actual shopper puts in. So they give us a little bit of data about themselves, so age, weight, height, and then body shape. So we take that from the shopper at the point of them going into the tool, which helps us then to identify the shape of that shopper. But obviously we use thousands of pieces of data behind that around different body shapes, body sizes, and we actually use that to help inform and make sure that we have the right measurements of that shopper. So we actually work out from those four pieces of data all the measurements points on for a shopper. And then we use that to help align that with garment data that we have. So again, we sit on lots of information about the garment, the shape, the size, the measurement points, what the material is, how it should lie on a person of different shapes. And we combine those two pieces of information together to actually then be able to give the size and fit recommendation.
Okay, so you actually have to go through and analyze each piece of garment, or I guess not each piece of garment, but each style, and match that data, correct?
Information is, obviously it's all done through algorithms, but we have garment technologists as part of our team who really understand garments and help to inform the algorithm and how it works, utilizing all the data that we have on garments from retailers, from manufacturers, from our own internal testing, etc. So there's a number of different sources that help come in and combine to help provide that recommendation as part of a simple algorithm that just kind of quickly and easily works within the retailer's website.
So how does what is the actual technology that enables you to do that on your side?
We have data scientists obviously that work on creating the correct algorithms behind that, and then we use machine learning to further develop those algorithms and to pull that information together to be able to really understand all the different bits of data, how they work together, how they combine, and the trends analysis behind that.
Okay. What would be a typical implementation or integration with the new client? What are the steps involved?
So there's four simple steps. The first one is to basically four simple steps. And it's all done through one piece of code that's put onto a retailer's website. So we take the garment data from the retailer, and that could be in a number of different forms. For example, it could be fit model data, it could be size charts, it could be detailed garment specs. So we take the garment data from the retailers, or if they don't have it, we also sit on quite a lot of brand data because we work with lots of brands. Obviously, we've got the largest marketplace in the third largest marketplace in the world, first largest marketplace in Japan. So we have lots of data sources for brand data as well. So even if they don't have that, there's certain different ways that we can pull that information in. So there's literally four steps to our process, which is part of it is collecting the garment data, getting that up on the site and into our tool, and then placing a piece of code on their website, which is really about where the button kind of sits and how we pull into the fit recommendation tool.
Okay, so the first part is that you need to get the data on the garments from the retailer. Then you add the piece of code to their website, and that presents that automatically integrates both of the products, the recommendation and the match, in to their website, just that one piece of code.
So the one piece of code allows it to fit into our tool, so it kind of places a button on their website that then feeds into our tool, and the information passes back and forth.
Okay, but I guess the location of where the button shows up on their page, how do they determine that, or?
Yes, they can determine that.
Okay, and is this also a mobile app as well, or is it just a web right now?
It works on mobile and it works on desktop, so it plugs into both.
Okay. So how is the relationship with Rakuten? Is this the Rakuten, did they acquire the company recently? Or?
So Rakuten acquired FitsMe in May 2015. And then we still sit as a standalone business under the Rakuten group and reporting into, obviously, our Rakuten HQ. So we were acquired in 2015.
Okay. And the way that retailers pay for your services?
We use a license model. So we basically charge a monthly recurring revenue fee.
Okay, so it's a software as a service, basically, model.
Yes. Yeah, and we have three different editions. We have a basic edition, the essential edition, which is a free service, and then we move up to a classic version and a premium version, and it kind of depends on the size of the business, what customization a business wants, the level of insight. So insight is a really key thing, I think, to a lot of the retailers, to really how much do they want to understand their consumers, and then be able to use that, whether that's from an inventory perspective, whether that's how they drive their returns down or increase their order values, etc. So there's a number of different pieces of insight that you can get from our tool, and again, that is kind of built into the different packages.
Can this technology be also used in the physical stores in any way to help shoppers?
So I absolutely think it can, and I think that's where we will also end up going to, because for me, I don't think it matters whether it's an online or an in-store experience, because actually what we're trying to help the shoppers be able to do is really understand the right fit for them. So it's not just about size, it's also about the fit of the garment. So for example, if you think about female body shape, if somebody's some dresses, for example, will fit a body shape perfectly, so like a bodycon, you could wear that, but maybe you couldn't wear an A-line dress or vice versa. And what we're saying is actually based on your body shape, we'll help you find the right fit of garment, not just the right size. So it's not just about that standard size of whether it's, you know, a 10, a 12 or a 14, but actually which of the garments are going to fit you perfectly. And that's, I think that's the key differentiator for us. It's more about the fit, because like I say, you know, you want to be able to wear a dress that suits your shape, or your, you know, an item or whatever that suits your shape, rather than just picking the right size.
So is this more helpful for female than male customers?
No, interestingly, you kind of think that that would be the case when you first kind of talk about clothing, and because obviously we see a lot in the news about women's body shapes and how they get the right clothing and the right items to fit their shape. But actually, it's quite a key thing for men as well, particularly when we're finding that, you know, a lot of men don't necessarily like to go in and spend lots of time shopping and wandering around stores or surfing the web for their items. They want to kind of get what they need quickly and easily, but also they still have the challenges with shape as well. So for example, they may be more of an inverted triangle, so kind of bigger on the shoulder, across the shoulders, and when you go kind of lower down their body, or vice versa, or different things. So men still have the same challenges with fit as women do. So actually, no, it applies for both.
As far as the supporting data, how would you measure that success?
So we measure success through a number of different ways. We look at the increase in order value, basket size. We look at the conversions. We look at the reduction in returns. We look at metrics around like NPS scores as well, etc. So there's a number of different metrics that we kind of monitor the success of the tool and the success of for retailers across the board. So those are the kind of key things. So if we're reducing returns, for example, and increasing average order value and increasing conversions, then that's going to really benefit the retailers on the bottom line. But equally, there's being able to retain a customer and have that increase in like customer lifetime value is also really, really important to a retailer, because especially in such a competitive world where shoppers are happy to, I think, move from one brand to the next. So therefore, it's really important to be able to try and get that loyalty built in and make sure that the customers kind of stay with you, and providing a service that is really smooth, it's easy to use, it gives the customer what they need, which is, for example, when that garment comes to their house or they pick up the garment in store, that's going to fit them, and they're not having to return it or to decide that from a fit perspective it doesn't work for them. So that added value that they get helps increase loyalty and going back to the same store over and over again. And I think that's the key thing as well. So it's not just you know, you hear a lot about it being all about returns. Of course, reducing returns is of great value to retailers because of the logistical costs, etc. But being able to retain a customer goes way beyond that. Actually, being able to retain a customer, ensure their experience is happy, ensure that every time the garment gets to their home, it fits them. And then all they're ever having to do is choose whether that is the garment that they like the look of, and whether that's going to look good on them from a pattern or a style perspective, as opposed to whether it fits them. And that, I think that's really key to ensuring that we have lifetime value. And that's why we look at those metrics as well.
Right, right. And that's what I've also found, is that, you know, the metrics, to really become useful, you really should not use them by themselves, like one metric at a time. You have to tie them together, like returns and LTV together tell you a lot more about the customer than
Absolutely.
Just return.
Absolutely. And I think that the kind of challenge that a lot or that a lot of retailers have and that we see quite a lot, is that they focus so much on reducing the returns, which that is great. And absolutely, you want that metric to go the right way. But actually, if you improve your service to the customer and you get it right, so you basically deliver them what they want, your returns number will naturally fall down. So, you know, focusing on the returns is kind of, I think, a little bit of a distraction. Actually, focus on making sure the customer is happy, that the service you give is strong, that it does what they need. It, you know, for example, it could reduce the time that they spend on a site, which is absolutely fine. And a lot of retailers will kind of go, but I want them to spend more time on my site. But actually, if you are getting more quality time on the site, it doesn't matter that you kind of end up reducing that a little bit, because if they can purchase, quite quickly what they need and then be really satisfied in that, then, you know, that is more important. So that customer experience is the key value, I think, around them, that all the metrics, and then all the other metrics around order value, around returns, conversions, etc., will all naturally fall right into place.
Right. So you said you're in the US. The company is based in the UK, correct?
Yeah, so our head office for FitsMe is in London, but we also have offices in Estonia, which is where we originated from and where we were founded. And then we have locations in, or people out in Japan working for FitsMe, and people out in the US working for FitsMe as well.
All right. And what is your number one goal right now, is as far as, you know, seeing the business move forward in the next couple of years? Is it the technology or is it the customers?
So ultimately, I think it's both. They both go hand in hand. So it's, you can't really have one without the other. Our technology has to continue to advance. And equally, it has to be focused on what is right for our customers. So the two go together. It's not one or the other. Or you could say, you know, it's the heart of it is the customers, and everything else, our technology, our sales, etc., revolves around those customers. So I think it's kind of almost like an ecosystem kind of that works together, and you can't do one without the other. Our key thing at the moment is looking at scale. We've been very focused in 2016, working with Japan and our marketplace that's part of Rakuten Marketing, and making sure that our tool really worked for them, and we got what they needed for the Japanese market, and we launched products there. So we were very focused on Japan, which was kind of our original reason for being acquired by Rakuten. Now what we're moving to do is focus on more on the rest of the world. So we have been working and pushing sales in those areas, but 2017 and 18 are really the year of scale for us in those areas. So we launched a few months ago in the US, and we've started to push out our product and our service in the US, and build that, and obviously continue to develop the European market. So, and again, it is all about our product. So FitMatch, which is our latest launch, so it's a search product, we really feel that that will change the game for retailers in all these areas, because it now starts to look at, rather than just saying what is your size and fit and how does that work, but actually presenting to a shopper all the things that fit them in that store, so whichever store. So getting kind of eliminating out anything that doesn't fit them, isn't in stock, etc., and just presenting them a personalized experience that shows them everything that's going to work for their body shape. Okay. And we've launched that, and then we've launched that last month, and now we're starting to really push those products out into the US and EU markets, because that is something different and it's not there currently. I think we're the first ones out in the market to do this, and to really push that personalized experience out in those markets. So we now really have a great product to work with the new retailers that we're bringing on board.
Okay. Now, as far as how the entire apparel and fashion industry is changing with e-commerce, you know, there are very large players that are gaining more and more market share, but at the same time, there are traditional retailers and then the brands. What do you think, from your experience, is going to be the, like, really the growth of the, you know, in the future for, is it the actual traditional retailers, or is it the brands more that are going to connect with consumers and have their own e-commerce?
So it's an interesting question. I think the challenge we've got at the moment is with some of these big marketplaces coming in and kind of shaking up the whole e-commerce and apparel kind of environment and marketplaces. So I think they're really changing the way that retailers need to think about how they engage with their shoppers, and whether that's as a multi-branded retailer or whether that's just as a single brand, they really have to start to think about how they are going to connect with their retailers. And I think it's getting more and more about the consumer and really understanding the consumer and providing the consumer with what they need, rather than just kind of being almost generic and saying, here we go, this is what we sell, and then hoping that those consumers will come and buy from them. I think they really have to understand their market, where they're playing, what their customers want, and who they are, because otherwise I think the challenge is you're going to have the bigger marketplaces that are going to come in and be able to offer that because they understand the data and they understand their consumers better, or and therefore will start to steal that market share away from some of the traditional retailers and some of those smaller brands. And if we want, you know, brands to continue to exist and brand and the smaller retailers and the traditional kind of retailers to exist, then they really need to have to think a bit more about who their customers are, aligning their service to their customers, and being able to use the data that they can capture to really understand those. And I think that's, for me, where I think traditional retailers and brands need to start to think more about.
Yeah, I mean, the seems like the really the toughest job is on the side of the traditional retailers. Brands are still able to bring together a different type of affinity with the customer if they do a good job, if they focus on it. But the retailer itself is really challenged right now because their business model is most directly impacted by the largest online, you know, commerce players. So that's where I think the biggest challenge is for the retailers to figure out how do they actually fit in this new world.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I think because brands ultimately can play in both places. They can play with the traditional retailers, and they can also play on the large marketplace platforms if they so choose. Obviously, they don't all choose that at the moment. But I think, you know, we're seeing that some of the brands are starting to move that way and even move over onto the marketplaces. But yeah, the traditional retailers have to start to understand their consumers better and take information from the data that they that is presented to them. And I think the challenge that traditional retailers have is they only capture limited amounts of data. So they can, yes, they know the purchase history, they know the returns history, maybe not all of them even link purchase to return, so they don't have the data to link up. And that's, I think, one of the challenges. They don't link the data to start to look at what does that mean for them and their and how do they help understand their consumers. And companies like Rakuten Fits Me, who are able to provide deeper levels of data about their consumers, so really start to understand how people are shaped, how their what their preferences are, what their style is, how they actually interact with the different tools and with the websites, and how they choose their garments. All that level of additional data is how that retailers can really start to understand their shoppers so much better. And having that understanding and then being able to take that understanding and apply it to their businesses is how they're going to be able to compete in this kind of changing environment. And I think that's really key. But I think ultimately it will come to brands as well, because I think, you know, the bigger marketplaces and then these larger players are introducing their own brands. So the brands still have to be able to capture and understand the data about their shoppers to really understand and get that deeper understanding about their shoppers so that they can, they're connecting then. It's all about that connection with the shopper. If they connect with a shopper, understand that shopper, and then provide their services and their items to align with that shopper, they will get that lifetime value. They'll get that loyalty. They'll build that in. And that's the key, I think, to being able to win in this area. And being able to provide the service right the way through from when they come onto their site to when that item ends on their door.
Right, right. Yes. So I guess the data and how the data is actually interconnected and used is going to be one of the key factors of how people survive. So
okay. I think it's the key factor, to be fair, is how the people understand their shoppers.
Okay, great. Well, on that note, we will end the interview. Thank you so much for your time. This is very interesting, and I'm interested to see how things work out for you in the U.S.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time as well.
Thank you. Have a great day, Vicky.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.